For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now
it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Welcome. Welcome to your Christmas show, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We're rocking around the Christmas tree. That's it. That was Brenda Lee, for those who don't know it. This is your host, Michael. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is an exciting show for us. We got a very, very busy show for you all tonight. And for those folks who are tuning in for the first time, don't even know what you're listening to, well, we'd love you to listen more, because we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is going to be a fun show tonight. We might even educate you a little bit. And you folks that are sighted, you're more than welcome to call in at any time. We love having you. You folks that are vision impaired blind, you definitely would love to have you call in. This is a talk show, a variety show. That's what it's all about. People call in, we talk about it. That's what it's all about. That's what makes the show successful. People call in, talk. It's not no politics and no religion, this show. So anyway, Lynn, my co-host, are you there?
I'm here, everybody, and I'm taking a deep breath. Like I said to Michael off the air, this is silly. We've been on the air almost 7 years, and tonight I'm nervous.
You're nervous tonight.
Well, we have so much to fit in, and I want it to be great for everybody. And tonight, it really is a variety show. So welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the December 19th, 2021
tonight
edition.
We have all our co-hosts on with
us.
We have first our...
In any random order, Michael.
Well, we'll take it when they come in. First, we have Gary Sinclair, co-host. Gary Sinclair, are you there?
I am here, and Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you, Gary. Is Sheila Young, co-host, are you there, Sheila?
I am. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Oh, that is Sheila Young. We love you so much. We love Gary, too. But
no, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
no,
we do?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We do.
Sometimes.
Gary. We love you, Gary.
Sometimes.
We're family.
Yeah. And co-host, the musical wizard of our show, David Hildebrandt. David Hildebrandt, did I say it right for a change? Thank you. After 7 years, I said it right. David, are you there?
Good evening, one and all. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry
to everyone.
Merry
listening.
Christmas.
And you did well. You pronounced my name at one point there correctly as Hildebrandt. But
Hildebrandt, yes.
Thanks so much for joining.
My wife taught me many times to say your name.
Thank you. Yes. Speaking of wife,
it took me over 300 shows to get it right.
and I heard you say you had Brenda Lee singing there. That's my wife, you know, Brenda Lee.
That's her middle name?
Yeah, Brenda Lee.
Wow.
Would I kid about that?
And don't forget, we have our guest co-host.
Right, we do.
Guest co-host, Charles Brooks. Are you there, Charles?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Yes,
Merry Christmas to everyone.
And he's also known as Reverend Charles Brooks. He's a reverend, too, yes.
What about the fellow down there in Orlando?
And without this person we're going to introduce next, there's no show, our engineer, our producer, Mr. Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw? He's in the studio.
Ho, ho, ho! Woo! Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
All right.
Oh, Jolly!
Who's answering the phones tonight?
Oh, Jolly old Saint Nick is here. Ho, 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 ho!
Hey, Saint Nick.
Sounds like him. Ho,
ho.
Is Nina there?
Oh no, she just called and said she had a flat tire, so she's trying to get here now. So
she has a flat tire.
Yeah, she ran over something on the road. I just want to make sure she's safe.
Gary should have gone over there to help change it.
She can catch a ride with Rudolph here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Tire's only flat on one side.
Right.
Well, anyway, let me give out the phone number for those folks who are tuning in for the first time. The phone number to want to call in is 407 894
1680. I'm going to say it again nice and slow. 407-894-1680. If you want to call up and say Merry Christmas.
We have about 5 minutes if anybody wants to call in and just say hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Merry Christmas to you all. 407.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's ho, ho, ho. Hey, hey, hey. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, and Michael? Yeah. I want the audience out there to know, you know, this is an entertaining show, and we need you for our entertainment. You need to call in and entertain us.
That's right.
We'll entertain you.
Chris, is Jason on the online?
No. He was trying to listen in to the show, and I was explaining to him how to get it via device. Right.
From Omaha, Nebraska.
He's originally from, Omaha, but he's residing right now for the holiday season in Pensacola, Florida. So he heard about the show and he wanted to check it out. So Jay, if you're listening, Jason, at some point in time, you can give us a call back so you can just say Merry Christmas as a first time listener too.
Sure, we'd love
to hear from you. Mr.
Golder.
Okay.
Well, let me just say this loud and clear, folks. Let me repeat this. I'm going to say this loud and clear. One time only. Tonight and next week's show, this show and next week's show, there's no, listen to this, no stipulations. 30-day clause is out for this week and next week.
30-day clause.
So there's no penalties. You don't have to wait. And if you know a trivia, you can call in. You don't have to wait. This is Christmas time. No reprimanding. This week only. I repeat, this week and next week only. What? For the holiday.
Sheila, while we have a few minutes, would you mind reading that poem that Cheryl wrote about our show? I hope it's a nice poem.
All right.
That would be bad if it was.
I would never read anything bad.
Yeah, right.
Okay. That would be funny, though. Yeah, but
let her read.
Cheryl McNeil Fisher wrote this poem, and we had her on the show, I want to say maybe in October, and she is an author. But the title is A Candy Cane for You. Candy canes and friends always go together. Sugar and smiles in all types of weather. A variety to choose from. Stripes, colors, flavors galore. Selectively given to those I adore. So know this, my friend. When I give one to you, you're special, you're loved. A friend I call true.
That is wonderful. That's Cheryl, nice. If you're listening.
Thank you, Cheryl.
So
thank you, Cheryl.
Wonderful poem.
All right.
We have giving her a standing ovation.
We have our caller back. He's calling in and wanted to say hi.
Hello.
Jason from Nebraska by way of Pensacola. Jason, you there?
Jason.
Yeah, not in Nebraska.
Hey, Jason.
I'm in Florida.
Hey, Jason.
I'm in Florida.
Hi, Jason.
Hi there. I'm in Pensacola, Florida. Merry Christmas.
I'm glad you called. How's it in Pensacola?
Florida, nice. It's cooler, but... and I got two.
So what are you, a snowbird? What do you say, call that snowbird? You live in Omaha or you live in Florida?
I used to live in Omaha, but now I live in Pensacola, Florida.
Much
Jason,
better weather.
Jason, are you the one that called me the other day? This is Sheila.
Who is this?
Sheila yes. Young. Mm-hmm. Did you? Okay. Well, hi. It's nice to talk to you.
Hi there. Yeah, nice. Thanks.
Definitely glad you're listening, man.
Yeah, how'd you find out about our show?
I got on my email. Because I'm part of the FCB, Florida Council of the Blind. Sheila sent it to me.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Terrific.
Well, we're very happy you're listening.
Thanks.
Hope you have a great Christmas.
He already won a prize already.
Yes, he won a prize if it's the same Jason.
That's good.
Awesome.
Say, what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Merry Christmas to everyone. We're going to go now to our first break.
Take care, Jason. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is our Christmas show. It's Christmas time, you know, folks.
You got to do shout-outs in a minute, too, right?
Don't go away. That's it. Don't go away.
Ya, 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 ya. Ya, ya, ya.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. At the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are back. Yes, we are. Yes, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Hey, folks, for those who don't know, Christmas is only a few days away, and this is our Christmas show. So let's be happy and merry. Okay.
Before we introduce our next guest, which my beautiful wife will do it, I want to thank him personally and Spectrum for signing up for another year of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you so much, Peter. Here's Lynn.
Thank you, Peter.
That applause is for Peter, not for me.
Yay! For all of us.
Oh, it's for all of us. That's right. Well, this is fun. Tonight it's going to be a little different, Peter. We welcome you back. And if you don't know by now, Peter Cucciari is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And I thought we were going to say hello to your wife and baby Leonardo, but not tonight. But we're going to have a little business.
We can introduce him next week.
Yeah, that's right. We'll, if he wants to. But Peter's going to talk a little bit about Spectrum, and then we have a trivia question for Peter.
Correct.
That's right. So let's talk business first, and then we'll have a little fun.
We're going to put Peter on the spot.
We're going to put Peter on the spot. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Nikita and Leonardo give their best wishes.
Well, us.
It's not always easy to get a little old man that young to cooperate with your schedule. He's got his own plan.
That's right.
Who's the boss? Him.
That's right. He's the center of the world now.
Do you have a tree?
Set up a tree? Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you. You too.
New Year. It's all so exciting. It's such a festive and fun time of year. And hopefully we all get a chance to decompress, enjoy some time with loved ones, get a lot of smiles in. So happy holidays to everyone.
To you, and thank you once again for supporting the show.
Yeah, so let's hear for something from Spectrum.
Salute.
Yeah. Well, I love that we're coming right in off the tail of the new Spectrum spots that we've got running there. So clean and fresh, very updated. So I'm excited that along with our renewal for the 2022 year, we're coming in with some new spots there from Spectrum. So I love that. And I love the fact that that one was a Spectrum Access one because there's some really great stuff happening within the app now. If you've ever used Spectrum Access, you have access to audio description tracks right there in the app. So if you're watching a movie and it doesn't have audio description, or you'd like to listen to it on your headphones or your hearing aids, that's a great way to get that audio description. If that movie or show is available in the app, you just pull it up, download the track, the audio description track, and then you just have to press the sync button and it'll synchronize with where you are in the movie on your TV and play that track for you, the audio description track on your phone. And the great thing is we've got a new category up, a seasonal category called Home for the Holidays. So you can find all of your classics there and fun movies to watch with family when you're home for the holidays, some Christmas-themed movies there as well. So check that out. And the really great thing that you'll notice there is some new content that we just got from Hallmark. So way to go, Hallmark, to deliver some audio description tracks for some of their winter classics. And so I wanted to open a question for the audience today. I am just itching to hear from some of you on what your favorite Christmas movie is or holiday movie for the winter time when you're home with family. So if you have a favorite holiday movie and Chris gets your call first, we've got a $25 gift card to end out the year for you. So give us a call. Tell us what your favorite Christmas movie is. First person that calls in, you'll snag a $25 gift card.
Hey, Dave, jump off and call in.
Holy cow. I know. I wish I could quick get word to my wife.
Michael, call Lynn, Michael, anybody there, I'll hand it off to you. First person to jump in to give that phone number just in case folks forgot.
What about the phone number, Michael?
Yeah, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you have any favorite Christmas movies you'd like to talk about, 407-894-1680.
One favorite movie.
One favorite movie.
Okay.
407-894-1680. Any callers?
I have to
407-894-1680.
I have listened to so much Christmas music, I am just dying to turn it off in a few days.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You know what? I have
my
a problem.
My son was just saying that very thing a few minutes earlier.
But you know what? I have a problem because I'm listening to my old songs, and then I hear new people doing them, and I don't like the new people doing them because I guess I'm an old fart, whatever you want to call me. But the new people doing it is completely different than the old song, and I'm used to the old traditional song. And you hear some new people changing them.
Oh, yeah. They change it all out. I don't like it either.
And I don't like the way they're doing it.
Can't, it can't all be Ben, Bing Crosby, you know?
It's like it's like watching the Christmas parade.
But I've been...
It's like watching Christmas parade.
A lot of Elvis Presley Christmas music has been great, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Elvis Presley. Yeah.
All right.
But watching like Christmas shows, Christmas parade... And they come out with these floats, and they're all singing all this new stuff and don't seem like Christmas.
I think Chris was trying to get in.
Yeah, I was just saying we have a caller on the phone line calling in from Indiana.
Indiana.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, Indiana.
Yeah, hello, Chris.
Who's on the line from Indiana?
This Mr. Screwed up here in Clinton, Indiana. How you doing?
Clinton, Indiana.
Michael and Lynn and all the gang down there, sounds like you got your whole... All the Christmas elves in there ready to participate
We're
in
here.
Christmas.
We've got a party going. Yeah. I'm
glad you attended. Do you have a favorite Christmas? Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah, The Christmas Story. About
The Christmas Story?
Christmas Story.
Yeah, from Indiana, where the kid gets his tongue on the pole or the.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get it off.
It is a great movie.
Yes, it was.
I didn't catch your name. I didn't catch your name when you first came on, Mr. Indiana. Could you
repeat that for me? This is John from Clinton, Indiana.
John.
John from Clinton, Indiana. John from Clinton,
John, thank
Indiana.
You so much for calling. John, are you familiar with audio description? Have you watched movies with audio description?
We used to get described movies through the library, but unfortunately, they don't make them. I don't know if they make them anymore or not because we can't play them because they used to come on CDs or not CDs, but regular
DVDs. Like, yeah,
DVDs. That's it. So, but unfortunately, they don't. I don't. Our TV don't have it anymore. So, but.
You're in luck, John, get access
like to
the Spectrum Access app, and you can get some description.
My wife and I are thinking about switching, but we're just thinking about, you know, what your services, curtail and all that good stuff, you know, before we...
Oh, that's a point-blank question. That's an interesting question, Peter.
Well,
he's thinking about switching his...
John is totally blind.
Yeah, John, you're totally blind, John.
Yep, totally blind.
He's totally blind. He's thinking about switching. And he wants to know from you, Peter, why he should switch to Spectrum.
That's a fantastic question. And John, I'm going to get your phone number from Chris there. So I want you to stay on when we're done here and provide him your mailing address and your phone number so I can get in contact with you and give you that gift card. But I can also give you more information. But the big factors there are, you know, if you get cable with Spectrum, you've got something called guide narration, which is a way for you to audibly move through your guide on your TV. That means anytime you move your arrow button up, down, left, or right, wherever your focus area moves to, that gets spoken to you. So you can move through your guide, hear what's coming on in the next hour, move through your favorites, your on-demand. So all of that's going to be accessible to you. And,
John?
You know, if you use mobile apps or anything like that, all of our products
are
made
to
work with accessibility
features. The channel thing, where you switch channels and all that stuff. This one we got now has got about 100 buttons on it, and I know just the on and off switch, and that's about it.
Well, the remote, Well, yeah, good news. We've got a pretty straightforward remote, and even if you thought that it had too many buttons, we've got a little cover you can put on it, and all you've got available to you is that power button. You've got your channel up and down volume button, and your numeric keypad. So you've got some of your essentials up for you.
Peter, I want to interrupt you. John, do any of your friends have Spectrum?
I don't know whether they do. You know? I have no idea.
You have no idea? Do they have Spectrum in your area? Is there Spectrum in your area?
I think there's an office down there in Terre Haute, Indiana. It's about 25 miles from here.
Oh, there's an office there? Well, if there's an office, it must be cables going through you then. So, if there's an office.
John, give your phone number to Chris, and then Peter will get somebody will get in touch with you. And thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, John.
Thank you, John. Congratulations on your prize.
I don't want him. He don't need to call me. I'm listening to all the stuff, and I'll just relate it to my wife. But you guys have got my address. You can give it to him, and if he's going to give some kind of a card or something.
Stay on with Chris.
Tell him he's going to send you a Visa card. $25.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling.
Hey,
welcome.
Hey, I just want
Merry Christmas to you
to know that John is old school. He said, you heard what he said. He said, I'm going to talk to my wife and relay it to my wife and let her know, because he ain't finna get in no trouble.
He's a smart guy.
I heard what he said.
I'm the same way as him. I don't make a decision without talking to my wife.
I'm not going to make no decision over the telephone or any of that kind of stuff, but anyway.
Thank you, John.
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas,
John. Merry Christmas, and a happy new year and happy Hanukkah to you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, man. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, John. Okay.
Take care and have a good day.
You too. Good night. Bye. You're welcome. Peter, are you ready to be put on the spot?
I guess so.
Okay. Our sponsors that are calling you tonight are all going to be put on the spot. So I have a trivia question for you. You ready?
Put your thinking cap on.
Okay, here we go. Where is it? Okay. Oh, where's my notes here? What are you supposed to do when you find yourself under the mistletoe, Peter?
You're supposed to kiss the person you're next to.
All right.
You just won yourself a $25
Starbucks card.
There you go.
Keep making the rounds. Huh?
Yeah. Way to go.
Starbucks.
I was worried you weren't going to say the right answer, and Nikita would say, what?
No. Hey, you put me on the spot even with my wife there, huh?
Yeah, I was wondering what he was going to say, actually.
So you just won.
There's a lot of potential there, you know?
So enjoy your Starbucks card.
Thank you all so much. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
So glad to spend the time
with you right at the holiday season.
So glad you called in and we were able to talk to you right before Christmas, man.
Yep, we love you.
You got some great blessings there with your family. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all. Have a great rest of your show. I'm going to be listening while I make some dinner here.
Okay.
Right, keep on listening. And once again, thank you so much. And thank you for renewing. And thank you so much to Spectrum for being with us.
And a big Christmas hug.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night. Thank you. Okay, I guess we'll go to... Are we going to break? Oh, no, we're not going
to
break.
No, we're not going to break.
We're waiting for...
What are we waiting for?
We're waiting for, actually, for Kyle. He should be here any minute. And he's... I'm not used to not just going from
one... Gary, we got a tight schedule.
Gary, where's your trivia?
Gary, you're up.
All right. I got one here now. Get your listening ears on now. It's going to be a... I want to... It's about a boy... He's about 8-10 years old, and he wanted a Daisy BB rifle for Christmas because that's the one thing he wanted more in the whole world was that Daisy BB rifle. But parents would say, and here's a famous saying, and it'll give you a clue, you're going to shoot your eye out. And he didn't like that because he didn't think he was going to get it. You're going to shoot your eye out. Give you one more... trivia, and this one he was going to school, and it's winter time up north, and everybody up north knows it's cold flagpoles, and all the kids dared him to stick his tongue on the flagpole. Well, if you're from up north, you know what happens there. You're not supposed to do that. So I want to know the name of this show.
You want to know the name of the show?
Yep, it's Christmas time.
Okay.
What name of what show?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
What name of what show?
Well, he's not going to.
What is that, a movie, you mean?
It's a Christmas show, yeah.
Oh, it's a Christmas
show. Yeah.
Gary, what are we waiting?
The phone number to call him for this trivia, if anybody thinks he knows, he better say it again. 407-894-1680. What's this ridiculous question now? 407-894-1680.
We forgot to do the shout-out.
That's 1680.
David, you had a shout-out while we're waiting for some people?
Oh, man, I've got tons of shout-outs.
To
my buddy Hirsch, to Neville, to Brenda, Terry, Marcy, and the gang. And let's see, my mind's going blank, but that's a few that are listening, I know. How about that?
Okay. Well,
all right, if anybody could think about what Gary was asking, the trivia question was 407-894-1680.
What's the name of the Christmas movie?
Christmas movie. He said a show.
Oh, okay, a movie.
About that little boy and a Daisy Beaky BB rifle.
What's the name of the movie?
Somebody might get it.
What's the name of it?
What's the name of the movie?
Charles, do you have any shout-outs, Sheila?
Yes, I have some shout-outs.
Right. What are they?
To all of the veterans out there, hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. To all of my friends, I wish you all a very blessed and happy Christmas and New Year.
Okay, how about you?
Sheila?
Yes, Michael.
You want any shout-outs you have out there?
I want to say Merry Christmas to all of the GOCB members, the FCB members, the NFB members, all of the blind community out there, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year.
And I would like to shout-out to all our listeners who listen to this radio show. We love you listening to this radio show. We thank you, because without you, there's no show. We would only love that you call in at least one time to call in and say that you're there. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. We do not bite. We just want to love you and say hello and hug you. So please call in. It's your show. It makes the show more interesting when you call in. We're waiting for your call. Lynn? What do you have to do?
Nothing right now. We're just getting everybody's shout-outs out. And
how about you, Gary?
Yes. I'd like to give a shout-out to my grandsons in Texas and the family, and a shout-out to all my friends that are listening to me and know me on the air here. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Does anybody think they know Gary's trivia question? The movie?
Why don't you ask it again?
You better say it again. Don't say the show. It's a movie.
Name of the movie.
The name of the movie that this kid was given a BB gun.
He was given a BB rifle, and they said he would shoot his eye out. And another spot in the movie where the kid talked him into sticking his tongue on the cold light bulb.
Where do you come up with these movies?
Actually, I'm telling you what.
I believe that
David
John,
probably knows. Yes,
well, John
David.
I think
yes,
John
David.
In Indiana. John in
yes,
Indiana
David.
Actually said it.
He already
yes,
said
David.
It.
Yes, David. Yes, David. Oh, and a clue for this, too, is usually on Christmas Day.
Wait, before you give out another clue. I've been on the phone line trying to get the phone line that's coming in. All right, so
okay.
I got two that is calling for your trivium, but I need everybody to listen because he got a. Is this the same? Wait, are we on the same first question you did?
Pardon?
We're on Gary's.
Okay, all right, just checking. Okay, right. All right, just I gotta make sure. All right, so I have Howie from Delray Beach. I got Peter.
Okay, Howie.
I got Peter on the phone line who has a song for you, and then I have Jason from Pensacola, Florida.
Whirly. Peter's too early, Chris.
For trivia.
Oh, Peter, yeah. Peter too early? Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Peter's at the top of the hour.
Yeah, Peter's for the top of the hour.
Okay, all right, I'll let him know. But in the meantime, in between time, let's talk to Daryl Ray Beach, the one and only Howie. Howie, how you doing?
Hey, Howie.
Hey, Howie. Merry Christmas, Howie.
Merry Christmas. Happy belated Hanukkah and Happy New Year.
Belated Hanukkah to you.
Yeah, belated Hanukkah to you. Yep.
All right. That was Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
What?
A Christmas Story.
Ralphie
in A Christmas Story.
Oh, yes. I thought he said Christmas Store, too.
Yeah, no.
Was
he right, Gary?
We'll give it to him, but I think he said Christmas Store, but it's Christmas
Story.
No,
he didn't. He said Story.
Okay,
yeah, okay, good. Okay, that's it.
All right, Howie, this is Lynn. Gary, Howie, this is Lynn. Would you prefer Subway or Starbucks, $10 gift card?
Let's go with Starbucks, please.
All righty.
Yeah.
He just won himself a $10 gift card from Starbucks.
Okay. Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Glad you called, Howie.
Happy everything. Happy New Year to you guys. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. That was Howie from Delray Beach, Florida. All right, let's go back up to the top of the state of Florida and talk with the one and only Jason from Pensacola. Jason, are you there?
Hi, Jason.
Jason, turn your radio down or step into another room for me, Jason.
Hello, okay, Jason.
Yeah. Hello there.
How's it going?
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just heard. Oh, yeah. I was going to say that it was A Christmas Story.
Yeah, someone beat you to the punch.
Sorry, I didn't get you to it.
You were so close.
Call in again. We'd love to hear you.
More trivia questions. More of them coming.
Okay. There's 9 trivia questions tonight. Call in.
Good. Okay.
Listen up for mine. Listen up for mine, Jason. Coming up second hour.
All righty. I got the person we've been waiting on for a minute, and he's right here on the phone line with me, ready to go in. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right.
Ready.
All right. Cal, I think they're ready for you, Cal.
Kyle.
We're ready.
Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Merry Christmas.
It's Kyle Johnson.
Hey.
Happy holidays,
Merry Christmas.
There's Kyle Johnson, CEO and president of
Lighthouse
Central Florida and Lighthouse Works.
And our sponsor for almost 7 years.
Yes, and they just renewed for next year. Yay! Thank you so much.
Almost 7 years.
Thank you,
Kyle.
How's everybody doing?
How's it going, bud?
Oh, I can't hear.
Going great over here. Yeah. Just
Merry Christmas. Let's give me a trivia question.
The holidays. What's that?
What is that, Kyle? I didn't hear what you said, Kyle.
Oh, I just said we're doing well over here, just heading into the holidays and looking forward to a little break.
That's for sure.
Let's give him a trivia question.
Sheila, you're on. You have a
question for Kyle.
Hey, Sheila.
We're putting you on the spot, Kyle. We're putting you on the spot so you can win a prize.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Are you ready, Kyle?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
Can you restate that? Play any reindeer game?
There you go.
I couldn't hear what he said.
He got it. Michael, he answered it.
What did he say? I couldn't hear it.
Playing any reindeer game.
That's correct.
There you go. That's right.
What did he win?
Well,
you tell him.
He won a $25 gift card from Starbucks.
Cup of coffee. Yeah. Nice.
Have a good cup of coffee for us.
I want to donate.
Congratulations, Kyle.
We're not donating.
No, it's your prize.
You can donate it to someone that you hold.
Yeah, donate to your wife or your kids.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe your secretary, if she's real nice.
Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for
thank you, Kyle.
Everything.
Thank you. Appreciate all of you.
Now, see, if you would ask me that question, I would have said
that
Rudolph, they wouldn't let him take a poop with you.
I like the fact that Kyle asked if it could be restated. I was put it some different way, I think.
Well, no, I was trying to process it. I didn't quite hear it.
Right,
and then I figured it out.
I know. It was kind of a little strangely worded, I think, too.
I read it as it was written to me.
Thank you for being a good sport.
We wanted to thank you on the air, in person.
Yes.
And you have a wonderful holiday.
Have a wonderful holiday and Happy New Year.
You too. You too. Talk to you next year.
Best to you and family. Take care.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Take care, guys. Bye.
You too.
All right.
All righty.
See, we let Rudolph play with all the other games. That ain't nice.
It would not.
That's not
nice of Kyle to call in.
That was nice.
What if he had a blue nose, not a red nose?
Our big family.
Okay, so you know what? We have a little time. Anybody else on the line to say hello?
Nope. Nobody wants to say hello.
You beat me to the punch, so you're right. Nope.
We go to another.
Well, maybe we should go to another. We'll go to David.
David, Big Dave.
Your trivia,
Dave.
Okay, well, let's see. I could do my trivia. Let's see. You were talking earlier about Elvis Presley.
Right.
You know, Elvis Presley was very famous, of course, during Christmas time. And Elvis was not going to have a white Christmas. He was going to have another kind of Christmas, and the trivia question is what kind of Christmas is Elvis going to have? You can call in and let me know, and I'll give you a prize. 407-4. No, I was about to give my phone number.
Don't
407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And real quick, my wife, Brenda, just stepped in. Say hi.
Hey, Brenda.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Brenda.
Happy holidays.
Brenda.
Merry Christmas.
I've got my headphones on, so she can only hear you partially. Yeah. But I think she gets the gist. She knows everyone's saying hi.
And don't you be giving out your phone number to the women now.
Yeah.
I swear I just about did. Just about gave my phone number out.
The kitty cat comes in and says meow.
Yeah, Kitty says hello, too.
Hi, Brenda.
Sheila and Lynn and Gary, they're all saying hi.
I was listening.
Hello.
She's tuned in. She says howdy. So
repeat your question, David. Repeat your question.
Okay, that famous singer back in the 50s and 60s, Elvis Presley, during Christmas time, he wasn't going to have a white Christmas. What kind of Christmas is Elvis going to have? How simple is that? Come on, guys.
And a famous song.
Yeah, it's kind of a tricky little play on words. He's going to have what kind of Christmas, Elvis Presley? Call in, 407-894-1680 is the number. Come on, guys, don't let me down.
I have a caller calling in from North Carolina. That's right, North
Beautiful.
Carolina. North Carolina, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I know that voice.
That's right, the one and only Kevin from North Carolina. Kevin, how you doing?
Kevin from Greensboro,
Merry
North
Christmas,
Carolina.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Kevin.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Lynn, Sheila, Michael, Gary,
Kevin.
Dave.
Good to hear your voice, Kevin. Oh. How are you?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, he wasn't having a green Christmas or a white Christmas, but a blue Christmas.
All right. Yeah. He was going to have what kind of Christmas? A blue Christmas.
Blue.
Okay. So, Kevin, tonight you can choose between a Subway or a coffee company. What's the name of the coffee company?
Starbucks.
Oh.
Which one would you like, Kevin?
Which one do you want, Starbucks or Subway?
I'll tell you what, surprise me.
Surprising. Okay.
Oh, that's the spirit.
Okay.
Surprise.
That is the spirit.
You got a $10 gift card coming from a surprise, either Subway or Starbucks.
And I really appreciate you calling in and especially listening because you're one of our true diehard supporters through and through.
Yeah.
So,
where you been, Kevin? Where you been? We haven't heard from you in a while.
He's rocking around the Christmas tree.
We've been thinking about
it. Yeah,
you.
I don't call as much as I used to.
But you've been okay.
Well,
though, right?
But usually
you've been tied up.
I'm making all kinds. I'm on the phone with other people and listening to radio and computer and you guys and doing about five things.
Not enough hours in the day, right?
Your networking is sounding.
He's networking. Nope.
Yeah, y'all making money.
Well, Kevin.
Yeah, not making money.
Hope you have a very blessed Christmas and a happy New Year.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow.
I agree.
Well, we appreciate you here at Blind to Beyond. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. That was Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
You know what? Bye, Kevin.
What are you been thinking?
I'm thinking, Charles, do you think you have time? 9 minutes you can read towards the night before Christmas?
Right now?
Yes, no, maybe, or wait till later.
For you, boss, if,
maybe
I can
have,
do
have,
it.
Have a break
okay.
or something.
If, here do, we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
This is Reverend Charles Brooks doing a poem.
'Twas the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the shaft. And the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted, and call them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. Oh, Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. The bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His drool little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Wow.
Very nice.
Very good.
Bravo.
That's terrific. That was very terrific. Stand up, pick a bow.
I'm giving you a standing ovation right now.
That's some poem.
Absolutely. Very good, Charles.
Very good.
And a fine delivery.
Thank you.
Yep.
Really animated. That was great.
Yeah.
Yep. I like had my attention all the way.
Anybody's.
Yeah.
You know, for the folks that, the folks that are listening to the show for the first time, whether you're in the car driving and listening on the radio, or listening on, in your home, on your sofa, we appreciate you wherever you are. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You can listen to us. By the way, if you miss any of these shows, we've been on the air now more than 300 shows. You can listen to any of these shows if you go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's how you get a hold of the show. Just pull it up and just listen to whichever week that you want to listen to. It's by dates. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Is that right, Lynn?
That's right.
If you want to write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
All right. So
that's the story, folks. What, Chris?
We have a caller on the phone line. Geraldine from Deerfield Beach, Florida, is trying to get in on this conversation with you. I think Geraldine was trying to get in for the trivia, but she missed the trivia. But I told her to hold on because we're going to patch her in just so she can say Merry Christmas. Geraldine, are you there?
Absolutely.
Yes, I am. And I have the next question for you and your audience.
Okay.
On Elvis. Let me run it by you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay.
Go for it.
Next question, trivia. What did Elvis do when he asked for more yogurt to his girlfriend in their hotel room?
Uh-oh. This is a Christmas question if I've ever heard one.
It's a family show. That's
loaded.
What did he do?
Please tell us.
Well, I know what I know what he said. You ready for it?
What?
He said,
What did he do? Not what did he say?
He went and said at the same time. He said, "I'm all shook up."
Oh yeah.
Okay, it's different than that. What did he do when he asked his girlfriend for more yogurt in their hotel room? She said to him, "You had enough all day today." So here's what he did.
Is this G-rated?
She gave an answer.
Give us the answer again.
Michael, you were talking.
Repeat.
Dean, could you give us the answer, please?
Yes.
What did he do when he asked his girlfriend for more yogurt? She said, "You had enough today." So he went and got a shotgun and he aimed it and he shot a bullet over her head. Got it? Back to Elvis.
Wow.
We got it.
Not many people know that, but once I heard it, I absorbed it.
Wow, that's wild. Okay, well, I appreciate that.
That's a good comment, wild. Yes, men become cuckoo and wild when they don't get their way.
Right, that can happen.
Well, keep on
listening. Even over food,
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jerry.
Keep on listening, but this is a G-rated show, meaning good.
G-rated.
General good. Okay, I get you.
Thank you, Geraldine.
G for genuine.
Merry Christmas to you, all right?
And keep on keeping on the good stuff.
You too.
Thank you very much.
You too. Glad Happy New Year.
Please have
the
back to life.
Yeah.
Keep on.
Alrighty.
Don't forget, folks, this is a G-rated show for the family.
Ah, wow.
We're going to go to the top of the hour. We got a lot of things coming up for the second hour.
Yeah.
But remember, folks, this is a G, meaning good, rated show.
I thought he said don't step.
For all ages.
I thought he.
For the kids, too.
What, Chris?
I thought he said don't step on my blue suede shoes.
Yeah, don't step on my blue suede shoes.
G for goodness
Chris,
gracious.
That was my line.
G for goodness gracious. Top of the hour.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We're just getting wound up.